Performance Arts by Snapshot. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Here's the thing about theater, whether on Broadway, in Los Angeles, or at the Corner Playhouse, it is not able to stop time. The people and the things on that stage are in constant motion. The narrative goes on, as it were. Actors in costumes and makeup whirl around a stage, and hopefully you're interested and you're engaged in the dialogue and the action. If you're not, that's a big fat F for failure for that show. And it's those kinds of snapshots of performances that make up a new exhibit that goes through this Saturday. And Hunter Drohojoska-Filp is with us for this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right, so one of the performances that we're talking about here that's highlighted in this exhibition is the stage hit Hamilton, uber-popular musical on Broadway, in New York, now in L.A. as well, over at the Pantages Theater. It's a fast-paced show, so I guess the question is, how do we see details of the performance in just this snapshot in time?
Well, exactly. And there's a photographer named Josh Lair who managed to convince the cast to sit for black and white photographs. He actually used antique cameras and lenses to give you a sense of past time. And, you know, the creator of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, is very recognizable now because he's such a big star. But, you know, what about the rest of the cast? And here you'll be able to see them up close. You can see the expressions on their faces, their costumes, the bows on the dresses or the buttons on the coats. It's quite a riveting show, but it's only up for a short time. But a proceed of the sales go to a good cause, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights in L.A.
And this, of course, is exhibition on display at Diane Rosenstein, the gallery right here in L.A.
That's right.
Through this Saturday. What about without photography, Hunter? Is there a way to freeze theatrical time without the camera, without taking a picture?
Well, I think many people know the name Marc Chagall, very well known for his paintings and murals, you know. But here you're going to see a show that I didn't have such high expectations for. But at LACMA, Chagall, Fantasies for the Stage, is in fact a delightful and complete fantasy. Chagall created these amazing costumes for a number of musical theater productions, The Firebird, The Magic Flute, and, you know, curator Stephanie Barron at LACMA and that incredible opera director Yuval Sharon, who's done so much in Los Angeles, they really live up to the challenge of this. You'll see how Chagall created these body suits to make people look like animals, or extraordinary Baroque flowing robes and headdresses. I mean, it's over the top creative. And if you were actually in the theater, you could not see the details on these costumes the way you can here.
Yeah, a snapshot in time, but not with a camera, with looking at up close anyway, the costume design and things like that. That's on display, by the way, through January 7th over at LACMA. What about the shows that have been around for a while? Do they withstand the test of time? How do we see them as a snapshot?
You know, one of the longest running shows is Pageant of the Masters in Laguna Beach. They're in their 85th season. And for those who don't know, this is a group of volunteers who show up every year to be dressed in costumes and makeup and headdresses to pose for a moment in time to recreate the effect of an actual painting or a sculpture, or even a decorative object. They're drawn from antiquity, from the Renaissance, from the modern era, and through really extraordinary lighting and theatrical illusion, you have that moment of thinking, how do they do it? How do they do it? You really are taken aback. And I'm going there myself this Sunday. So,
and whether it is in Laguna Beach and seeing those things up close, whether it's perhaps a picture, as is the case with Hamilton, or even the costume design that we mentioned with Chagall, we've got all these things in theater, snapshots of those theatrical moments. Hunter Drohojoska-Filp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.